I decided to make a video tonight in my backyard because I want to talk to you in the dark. That's the door to my laundry room back there. But I really have a problem with evil. And some days, I guess, it bothers me less than other days. But I think it gets under my skin. And I think that it bothers me more than I really realize. Romans 8 says that all creation groans for the manifestation of the sons of God. And it says that we ourselves groan. And I think that the corporate pain of humanity, I think I'm sensitive to that. And Paul says that even though our outward man is decaying, and it is, my outward man is decaying, your outward is decaying. He says, nevertheless, the inward man is being renewed day by day. And I'm finding that that is something I have to accept completely by faith, that my inward man is being renewed. Because, folks, I usually don't feel it. And it's at times like these that I really have to remember that I'm to walk by faith and not perception. I have a friend who's in jail by the name of James Flanders. You all know him. He's up for manslaughter. And I can't imagine being in jail. And I'm suffering because my brother is in jail. And I almost feel like I'm in jail with him. And it's hard for me to enjoy everything that life has to offer. I mean, here I am in South Florida, you know, with palm trees and an ocean nearby. And people think I ought to be inexpressibly happy. And if you take my blessings into account, yeah, I would have to agree that I should be. But I'm not. So that makes me wonder if there's a difference between happiness and joy, if there's a difference between the outward man decaying and the inward man being renewed. And I think there has to be. There has to be a difference. There's obviously a difference. It's just that some days I can't tap into it. It reminds me of a line from a Woody Allen movie, Annie Hall. In Annie Hall, Woody Allen says something like, he says, most people are simply miserable. And then you have the pathetically miserable. He says, so you're lucky if you're just miserable. So it's all relative, isn't it? And I know that not everybody feels like me. I meet people all the time who don't feel like me. And they're unbelievers. So the perplexing thing to me is, how is it that the unbelievers seem to be happy and content and flying along in life, going downhill, seem to have the wind at their back, and I feel like I'm bearing the weight of the misery of humanity. I think that's what's stopping me from what the world would term happiness. I'm trying to find an excuse for it, and all I can do is go to Scripture. As I'm speaking to you, another line of Paul's comes to mind, where he says he has unintermittent pain in his heart for his brethren according to flesh, who are the Jews. Now, his brethren and Sistrin, obviously their hearts have been hardened. He's speaking of this in Romans 9, 10, and 11, and he admits the fact that God himself is the one who hardened his brethren and his Sistrin. So I think the knowledge that God is responsible for that must be the thing that causes his inner man to be renewed. But it's this outward man that's decaying that's hard to deal with. And in fact, I grapple with it, and I'm grappling with it now. I remember when the space shuttle exploded in 1986, the space shuttle Challenger. And 4, 5, 6 astronauts were killed. Not instantly. No, the crew capsule survived. And if you watch slow motion video of the explosion, you can actually see the crew capsule, and it's intact. And it took them, I think, 6 or 7 minutes to fall to the Atlantic Ocean, which is right over here, right over there. So you have to wonder what they're thinking as they're heading down to the surface of the water, which at that speed would be like hitting concrete. I was depressed for like 2 weeks after that. Here's why I'm mentioning that. That's just one example of the pain and anguish and the agony that a handful of people suffered for a period of 6 minutes. Now, let us consider the corporate suffering of humanity that has endured for 6,000 years. That gets to me. And I credit it, or debit it, as the case may be, to this. Actually, I will have to say I debit it to the Spirit of God in me. Because you notice Paul also says, I think it's in Romans 8, that the Spirit of God makes intercession for us with inarticulate groanings. Now, why does it say that the Spirit groans? It's a strange thing for this pure thing, which is the power of God. It's a strange thing that the Spirit of God is said to groan. So I'm wondering now, if it's good enough for the Spirit of God, why isn't it good enough for me? Well, Paul says it is good enough for us in Romans chapter 8. We ourselves groan within ourselves for what? For the deliverance. For the deliverance of what? Our bodies. The outward man that is decaying. Because you see, my inner man has already been delivered. I realize every day that I've been delivered from sin and death. That's not lost on me. I'm not sitting here telling you that what I know can flit away or evaporate like snowflakes in Fort Lauderdale. I'm not saying that. It's there. But there's another place where Paul says that the spirit and the flesh lust against one another. The spirit, of course, lusts for life. The flesh lusts for death. It doesn't lust for death. Well, maybe it does lust for death. I think many of us, if we were honest, would have to say that since we don't fear death anymore, that death is sometimes an attractive option, because we all know that death is the cessation of consciousness. The cessation of thinking about the evil in the world, thinking about our personal evil, thinking about the evil that happens to our loved ones. Do you sometimes feel that I shouldn't feel this way, but if I feel this way, I feel this way. I just feel sometimes that so many bad things can happen to my loved ones and to me personally. And this is a thought that can induce panic. I have to drive it away when it comes to me. I have to push it away. This is the wrestling match that the spirit has with the flesh, and we're not immune to it. Oh no. Just because we're believers doesn't mean we're immune to this wrestling match. If we were changed, if we were spiritual beings, then we wouldn't have that wrestling match. But Paul says, first the soulish, afterwards that which is spiritual. So we're still wrestling with the soul that belongs to this body. Now our soul's going to be saved when our body's saved. No worries about that. I guarantee you that's going to happen. Don't take my word for it. Jesus Christ talked about the salvation of the soul. And the soul is saved along with the body. So once our bodies are transformed and made immortal, the soul is going to go right along with it. And you're not going to have this wrestling. You're not going to have this tug of war between thoughts of impending doom and thoughts of impending deliverance. Isn't that strange? Doom and deliverance, they both begin with D. But they operate side by side in this existence that we call life. I don't like it. And yet I'm stuck with it, and so are you. So I thought that maybe by sitting here outside smoking a cigarette and talking about it, we can share this. I can share it with you, and you can sit there on the other side of this video and say, yeah, I feel that way too. I'm kind of hoping that you do. Well, I don't have to hope. I've talked to you. We email each other. And I know you're going through the same thing. And it should comfort you as it comforts me to think that Paul, our apostle, the most knowledgeable man about this evangel, he also suffered similarly. Not only in himself with the groaning that I just talked about in Romans chapter 8, but that unintermittent pain. Did you hear that? Unintermittent. That means it never stopped. If you have your windshield wipers on and you have them on intermittent, it means they just go once in a while. You can set it for 1 second or 2 seconds if it's a light rain. But if it's a heavy rain, you just let them go. Unintermittent pain is pain that does not stop. And our apostle, who knew everything about our calling, our future, he had unintermittent pain in his heart. So I think it's time to forgive ourselves if we too feel unintermittent pain. Because if it's good enough for the apostle of grace, it's good enough for us.